Does it have swear
words? That's what I played for both.
Does it have swears in it?
You both I thought so. To
I
it.
Know, I don't remember. I just need confirmation while did? I'm drunk.
Brett, you ready to interject yourself with some sort of anal sex reference?
Take a listen.
Okay,
hold on.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Swear by. This is the podcast where...
Blah, blah, blah. I gotta welcome everybody to Swoozik to Mareby. This is the show where I, Paper Nall, invite Fry Men's to Fly Mort to listen to longs that protain confinity. In the tort for night, we have Paper Noni. Say hi.
What the fuck?
Taber! Taber Noni, say hi!
Hi!
Daber Knave, say hi!
What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know. I've just been drinking.
Shit, dude. Okay. We've reached a new level into Fortnite. I kind of want to ask what the fuck was that, but I don't care what the fuck
Whatever, let's just roll. What's on the show tonight?
You know what we got on the show tonight? We got Paul's fucking agenda. Paul, you made an agenda for the show.
I typed shit up and suggested that we follow an actual order for the show. I'm trying to serve our fans.
Yeah, to make a better show,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. I want to actually have a topic and have topics and an order of shit we talk about.
Well, so just listen. What do you got, Dave?
Well, it's kind of like a roadmap when you're drunk in the middle of a fucking blizzard, right?
Well, when I'm drunk in the middle of a blizzard, I just want to go with my intuition. I don't want to be 10 to 10.05 introduction owner Tony. Or 10:05 to 10:15 talk of the neighborhood owner all. I mean, really, Paul?
Can I tell you what I did?
Yeah, let's hear it.
I needed a template. I didn't want to start from scratch, so I went to Microsoft's templates and I found meeting agendas and I found a template that looked good. And then I just cut and paste and shit like that. And I figured it'd impress you, and it looks like maybe it impressed Dave, but
yeah,
it's organized, isn't it?
It is, and actually, this can only make it better.
Good.
Yet, I have committed to fucking up your agenda with my booze no end. So, hey, Dave, here's to fucking up Paul's agenda.
Let's fuck it up. Let's fuck some shit up. Yeah.
I'm going to throw a fuck shit stack back at you, though.
A fuck shit stack. Woo! All right, so hey, it is 10:05, which means we need to move on to talk of the neighborhood. You know what this neighbor wants to talk about?
Let me guess. Cheddar cheese.
My cock and balls.
Oh, that's cool.
I had a vasectomy on Monday.
What the fuck?
And to tell the truth, who cares about the vasectomy? I had nitrous oxide for the first time on Monday.
Serious?
Fucking addicted. Addicted. That shit. Paul, have you ever had that?
I think when I was a kid. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Like a teenager.
Wait a minute. I had a vasectomy. What, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
I didn't get any fucking nitrous oxide.
Because the fucking dude knew you were stoned.
Yeah, exactly. No, all I can say is Dr. Hackett. And no joke, my doctor's name was Dr. Hackett.
Oh my god.
I have a pin that says clipped by Hackett.
Wow.
He gave me a pin. Anyways, Dr. Hackett gave me nitrous oxide.
Yeah.
And I've been close to this stuff. Yeah. I've known people that have done whippets and sniffed from balloons at Lollapalooza and whatever else. I laid back in this chair, and I was literally sitting on my ass. This chair didn't lie back, but in my mind, I was in Pink Elephant Land, lying on my face, spinning to the music.
Wow. You weren't dizzy?
Playing music while you were doing this?
I wasn't nauseous. I was spinning, and I was dizzy, but I wasn't nauseous. Yeah, he was playing like fucking KQ92 or something, classic rock.
Yeah, yeah.
But at one point, and I asked the nurse, I said, am I going to feel bad? Am I going to fall asleep? And, of course, she gave me the clinical generic term, the definition. Everybody's different. You never know what you're going to feel. At one point, I said, I raised my hand. The doctor's got something, you know, tweezers or this or that, buried elbows deep into my ball sack.
Yep.
And I raised my hand. I said, I have a question. And he said, yes. And I said, if I were erect right now, would I even know it? And the nurse said, if I would have injected your penis with Novocaine, you would have known it.
Oh, my God. That's just crucking phasey.
What is that? Okay. I think I'm getting this now. Kruk and Fazy. Paul, what the fuck is with you and the word reversal? I don't get it.
I'm just...
I mean, I get what you're doing, trucker mother.
I'm just a silly father mucker.
You did it again! What is that?
I don't know. I'm just... I've been drinking a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit too much this week, and I just gotten a little silly at work, and I started talking in splinterisms. You know what a splinterism is?
What? No.
You never heard of it? No, spooning.
I know what a spicoli is.
No, knock before you enter. I understand all that.
I know what spooning is. That's what Tony and I did on a fishing trip last year.
Right. No. The spoonerism.
Spoonerism.
A spoonerism is when you take two words that are either right next to each other in a sentence or very close to each other in a sentence, and you flip the first letter or two letters.
It's like a euphemism.
No.
So it's like yucky.
No.
Yuck foo.
I just know, fuck you.
So it's yuck foo.
I wanted to hear him.
Yuck foo?
Yuck foo. You don't hear yuck foo very much because it's not very funny and it's hard to say.
All right, give us another spoonerism. Jesus.
Yeah, so a famous one, if you look on Wikipedia or something, you'll probably see the phrase, "The Lord is a loving shepherd."
Aww. Right?
A way to make silly of that sentence to say, "The Lord is a shoving leopard."
I love that, man.
British people sometimes like saying a spoonerism, saying, "Ladies and gentlemen, your Majesty the Ming."
Okay, that's pretty easy. So yeah. Let me try it. Give me two words to mix up.
Beer and pretzels.
Beer and pretzels. Ah, oh, fuck. Beer and
pretzels. I love the combination of...
Let me try a different one. Danky Yoodle went to town piting on a roni. Fuck a stether in his hat and mauled at Cacaroni. Did I get it right? Yeah! Fuck you, your motorism!
So I thought maybe tonight we'd just be a little silly and try to come up with an entertaining podcast about an absolutely ordinary, ridiculously boring topic. The spoon.
Hey, Paul, did you bring any songs about spoons?
Not about spoons, but I got a song by Fisher Spooner.
Who the fuck is Fisher Spooner?
Fisher Spooner, huh?
You haven't heard of him?
They're
a British electro...
Hey, guys. Music about up the butt, Bob.
Neighbor Broke. Time out.
Neighbor Brett, how you doing, buddy?
Neighbor Brett has just entered the fort.
Welcome to the podcast.
Well, okay. Thank you very much.
Now, I must declare...
Kind of sounds like it's welcome to the butt cast, but go ahead.
I must declare rules. Now that we have a four-person podcast, we must be conscious of each other's speaking.
So kind of gesture if you have something you want to say.
Raise your hand.
Pause.
Hold the speaking gun.
Yep.
You like to say hold the gun, don't you?
There you go. So, Paul, tell us about a spoon song. Fisher Spooner.
Fisher Spooner is an electro-clash techno band from Great Britain. They're known for being really fashionable and trendy, but it's decent. It's not Daft Punk or Chemical Brothers, but it's decent electronic dance music. But it just so happens I have a song that I got lined up for Brett about a woman who gives herself an enema.
That's right up Brett's alley.
So what I want to do before we get it going here, because it's not a great song, but once you know the lyrics, I think you'll be a little bit more interested in listening to this. So if you don't mind, can I just quickly read through the lyrics?
Sure.
All right. Moaning and heaving on a hot sticky can. I'm craving chocolate X-Lax in my GE fan. I'm tagging on the wall how I got into this jam and said, MSG, money margaritas in my man. Storing up my supper coffee and my snacks. The shit's piling up, kind of feels like a cramp. Instant relief is what I need to ease the megacolon that's inside of me. Nightmares of my dinner at the China Doll. Thinking about my wardrobe gonna get at the mall. TV Guide, Cosmo, I'm running out of mags. And I just smoked a pack of my cool fags. Finger in my hole, getting into the digs.
I felt dirty just listening to this.
I'm loving it.
Moaning and a heaving on a hot sticky can. I'm craving chocolate XX and my GE fan. I'm tagging on the wall how I got in this jam. It's an MSG, money, margaritas, and my man. Storing up my supper, coffee, and my snack. Inside of me.
Mm-hmm.
dick. There's cum stain on my panties and jizz in my wig. My man calls me Jerry, thinks I'm uptight. But I'm gonna blow him off cause I'm dynamite. She's Sandra H, not Sandra D. And my lady wife Vaughn standing next to me. She said, holy shit. I said, yes, that is it. Now I make a call and it's a big, big hit.
All right, all right. So, that's Fisher Spooner. They're not a bad band. That's the 12th track on their first album.
Wow, did that had profanity in it?
Yeah, the whole album is full of profanity. I just chose that in honor of our surprise guest, Brett. I had a feeling if I picked a song about an enema, Brett would show up tonight. But I want to try something else. I'd like to take a look at our first broadcast. I haven't seen this, but I discovered that there is a transvestite stripper named Raven who does a lip sync version of this and apparently poops on stage.
Oh, God.
And I thought
to watch that?
It's on YouTube, and you can even say it's the puritanical edit version, they say in there. So I don't know if it's any good. I haven't watched it yet.
What the fuck is that, or bunghole?
I don't know. It might be her colon.
All right, on the Fort Trinitron, let's play.
There we go.
Pitted peach.
Okay, on the Trinitron, we're welcoming Raven to the club.
Here comes our beautiful Raven.
That's a dude.
Well, I know.
I told you, it's a transvestite stripper.
God, I'm shit.
That's kind of like the chick you lost your virginity to, right?
Right.
What's that, 2 weeks ago? She's got the thong hanging down while sitting on the porta potty.
She took her panties off and she's sitting on the porta potty. The kid's like training toilet.
Oh, she's not even lip syncing good. Oh,
tip.
Oh, gay boy coming up. Oh, look, he's got capri jeans on.
Look at the lips. That's all I can focus on.
Look at that. She's racking in the $2 right there.
She's good, man. Look how fucking stoic she is.
Ass.
Oh, she does have a she does have a nice ass. Yeah. And legs.
Here we go.
Oh, look at that. What is that?
She pulled her own dookie out of the toilet and ate it.
Okay.
She hasn't changed her expression.
That was a throwback to Caddyshack, but yet I think this one was real.
Oh,
and
my God.
I can't believe I looked at that. But it's like the sun or an accident. You can't not look at it. That was so a baby room.
One of my highlights of my podcasting. You're welcome.
That was the most disturbing thing I've ever seen. Ever. Ever. That's it.
Well, next to neighbor Paul.
You are welcome. You're welcome.
Wow. Holy
actually,
fuck.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Wow.
So.
Well, in conclusion.
Holy fuck.
How
do you recover from some chick eating her own shit?
Wasn't technically a chick.
Slid Knight's geep?
That's true. That wasn't a chick at all.
So while we were watching that video.
Oh my God.
On the Fort Trinitron. On the Tort Finitron.
On the Tort Finitron.
On the what?
On a Tort Finitron. I actually looked up spooning on Urban Dictionary.
Oh, yeah?
And the definition...
Oh, that's on the syllabus, by the way.
The definition was super fucking boring, so I looked up spoon goon instead.
Oh, okay.
And the definition for spoon goon from UrbanDictionary.com is a man usually intoxicated who will spoon with the ugliest woman or men in the world. Example, yo, Billy spooned with that ugly ass monkey hoe last night. He's such a spoon goon. So, Dave, I challenge you to come up with a better spoon.
I see your spoon goon, and I'll match you with a spoon dick.
Oh boy, what's a spoon dick?
Spoon dick. A penis without girth, yet contains a massive fucking head.
What? Oh,
God. Use it in a sentence.
Use it in a sentence.
Hey, you said you'd never talk about Tony like that.
Use it in a sentence.
I loved him, but his spoon dick was just like being fucked by a troll.
Hey, Paul, read that sentence.
Can you not read the cue cards?
It took me a bit.
Go ahead. No, you can do it again. Go ahead.
Read it in a girl voice.
I loved him, but his spoon dick was like being trucked by a...
Oh, yeah, that's good. You got it. Oh, you got it. Do it again. That's good. Do it again.
More girl.
How about I
loved him, but it was like being fucked...
Wait. Oh, shit.
Do it again.
I loved limb.
I loved him, but his spoon dick was like being trucked by a frog.
Yeah, Dave spat it out for the podcast. I fucking love it.
Is that good? Did that work?
Oh, it did. Yeah. You totally fucking spoonized him that. Trucked by a foal. All right.
I loved him, but his spoon dick was like being trucked by a foal.
All right.
Oh, God damn it. I did it again. I didn't mean to that time.
I hate to say, you know, it's 11:45 at this point, and Paul's agenda says we need to take a pee break right now. So let's take a pee break. Alright, there we are, 11:47 and back from P-Bake per the agenda.
Wow. Wow, you sounded like Elton John there.
I'm sorry, I meant to say we are back from B-Break.
Per the agenda.
Okay, here we go. Okay, so now you got me thinking, Paul. I'm ready to bring some spoon songs. And the first thing I thought of was, let's cue up the theme from Silver Spoons, the TV show with Ricky Schroeder.
How rocking.
Cue it up!
Silver spoons, hoping to find we're two of a kind. Make it a go,
Only is this gay as hell, but there's no profanity.
But no, the dad looks like a pedophile and he keeps on touching him.
Oh, you're right. God damn it, man. What was I thinking?
Most shows in the 80s had profanity in their theme songs. I know that.
You were thinking of Aaron Gay, Aaron Gray.
Aaron Gray is in that. Nice.
Battlestar Galactica.
What was I thinking bringing that? I'm sorry. Well, now I'm going to have to revert to the Minneapolis punk band Cows. Not the Eels or the Cows. It's Cows, all right?
Oh, yeah? What do they got?
Cows contain a spoonism, not in their song title, but in the album name, Cunning Stunts.
Oh, that's the name of the album? Seriously?
Now, hey, Brett, why don't you flip that around for us? Cunning Stunts equals...
Cunting cunts.
Close. Close.
Hey, Dave, switch around cunning stunts.
Stunning cunts.
There you go. So this is off the Cows album. Cunning Stunts.
I like Cunting Cunts better.
This is Heave Ho. The reason I love this song so much is because it starts off with the baby getting slapped and then crying.
That's how I like to parent.
Now listen to the fine trombone work in this song.
We'll be right back.
I see. I hear the trombone. It rocks.
Like, sounds like fishbone.
Right there, assholes.
I heard it. That was cool, ain't
it? All right, so there you go. So
you have to admire a band live that incorporates a trombone. I mean, even being a marching band fag in my previous life, trombones were like clarinets. Nobody gave a shit about it.
Why does that not surprise me? You were in a marching band?
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me one bit.
Hey, the flutes, I could take a whole podcast on the flutes.
Clarinet players. You
fucking wide lips, wide thighs.
You could ride that fucking flute, couldn't you?
Oh, I was in band camp.
All right, I want to steer this towards music, right? What did we say a couple weeks ago on the Guilty Pleasures podcast about musical structure of a band? You got a lead singer that doesn't do shit except stand there and sing. Shannon Selberg, the lead singer of this band, was one of those guys that stands up front and does nothing. What? So he brought a trombone, he brought a bugle, and he brought shaving cream and whips.
Nice.
And he brought those four things to every fucking show. Five things. He brought stuffed pythons, 6-foot stuffed pythons he used to put in his pants at the time.
What?
And I've one time in the 7th Street entry, I saw the lead singer of this band limp around for 3 hours before the show, sound check and everything. He limped around on crutches, pretending he was hurt, only after the first song to spring to life, not having a broken leg, and break a girl's face open with his crutch in the front row.
What
I never stood. I would never stand in the front row of a Cows concert because you never know what the fuck was gonna happen.
Hey, have you ever seen Swan Song?
No.
Led Zeppelin?
No.
Robert Plant sits there, doesn't do a fucking thing, but like throw his shirt open, throw his chest out, and throw his cock out, and does the whip of the microphone. He doesn't do fucking shit for the band.
Yeah,
nothing.
But,
nothing.
Right, that's because Robert Plant is a douchebag, all right?
But
Shannon Selberg of the Minneapolis punk band Cows is a fucking rock star. Yeah. He has a tattoo on his arm with an anchor that says "Dad."
Well, hello.
I beg to fucking differ.
Did you know that Led
Cows?
Led
Cows,
Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin.
Have I ignited Cows, a hornet's
Led
nest
Zeppelin.
Here?
You have. You
did,
have.
Did you know
Definitely.
Led Zeppelin had a second lead singer on stage and live all the time, but the lead singer was mute?
Who was
no!
it?
Yeah. It was Danny Elfman.
Are you kidding me?
He was mute, so he tried to sing, but nothing ever came out. But
Why
he was right
he
next
there?
To Robert Plant in every show.
Why was he there?
That's a joke, and I don't get it because I don't know old music, right?
Is that
true?
Real?
Now you go for it. You give him. I'm just telling him.
Well, I'm just going to say that there was a live show that Led Zeppelin did where their fucking PA system broke down.
Yeah?
Okay. PA system broke down, and the band was in a big fucking stadium. And the people that watch the show swear and are on record of saying that Robert Plant, you could hear him in the back row, perfectly clear.
That's insane, but I just looked it up on Snopes, and it's not true, fag.
It is fucking
what?
True. Look, you got to do your research.
I looked it up on Snopes. It's not true.
That's bullshit. He didn't look shit up.
Bullshit.
Okay.
Bullshit.
Okay. Neighbor
Robert
Tony.
Robert Plant has like one of the strongest voices in the fucking industry.
Neighbor Tony just put up his phone and lifted up on Snoop.
You might not like
totally
him,
black.
But he has a strong fucking voice.
All right. True. If you're saying Robert Plant is better than Shannon Selberg, who went on to sing with the Heroin Sheiks and with the Butthole Surfers, then, yeah. Oh, actually, they toured with the Butthole Surfers. No,
okay.
Wait. Who's the guy? Paul, who's the guy from the Butthole Surfers?
Your ass.
Remy?
Oh, fuck. He sang that fucking Jesus Built My Hot Rod song. I can't remember.
Well,
fucking move it on.
Go ahead.
Interesting.
Okay,
five.
So regardless, would you put that guy up against Robert Plant as
wait,
a
lead singer? Let me finish that statement. So
no. You're done.
Wait, then start that sentence over.
No, you're done. Start
that sentence Paul's, over.
We got to have Paul chime in. Would you put the lead singer, the Butthole Fucking Surfers, up against Robert Plant?
This is a loaded argument, and all of you fuckers, except for Dave and I, are going to
tell me when we're fucking recording here.
We never stopped, man.
We're always recording.
Well, Gibby Haynes.
Haynes.
Whatever.
Wow, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let me start this back off and then you bring it up.
Yeah.
Okay, so they didn't tour with the Butthole Surfers. They toured with Gibby Haynes, which is a version of is the lead singer of the Butthole Surfers. So what you're saying is Robert Plant is better than Gibby Haynes and Shannon Selberg?
Yes.
What?
Combined.
Hands fucking down.
Paul, verdict?
Dave is entirely correct. But! But! Gibby Haynes released an album called Electric Larryland.
Oh,
Electric
yeah.
Larryland!
Electric Larryland.
That,
yes.
That's a spoonism!
And the song was called Hairway to Steven.
Yes! We gotta play that. Play Hairway to Steven.
Come on,
Hairway to Steven.
All right, we got it. Seriously, look it up.
Wait a second.
Okay, let me YouTube.
All right.
Hold on. Give me a sec. Let me put it on the.
That's totally got to be a song about a guy with a hairy cock. 1996. That shaves it for prostitutes.
Electric Larryland.
Let me put it on the screen, okay?
All right. Electric Larryland is a 7th studio album by the alternative band The Butthole Surfers.
Wait.
And
no, who I has was, not? Who
I was
in
wrong.
This
the
room
album
has not farted while spooning.
That's not the topic.
Yeah.
The album was called Hairway to Steven. I thought it was the song was Hairway to Steven on Electric Larryland.
Okay, what am I looking up? Looking up.
Fart song.
Yeah, look up. Well, it's actually Fast. F-A-S-T, a.k.a. Fart song. I don't know if the swear's on it, but it's off the album Hairway to Steven.
Fast, a.k.a. Fart song?
Just go Fast Fart song.
Yeah. Fast Butthole Surfers. Butthole Surfers. It's the first fucking hit.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
I
don't recall. Though. I don't recall if it's any good or not. Hey.
Hey.
My cup.
Hey.
I don't like that sound.
It's got fucking eyeballs in
it. Listen to the song, though. This is good.
Some of their album titles, though, Independent Worm Saloon, Rembrandt Pussy Horse, Electric Larryland, Locust Abortion Technician.
Look at that drum kit they showed.
That
see
is
that?
Just sick.
All right, Paul, I will put the cows up against the Butthole Surfers for album names.
Go right
any
ahead.
Day of the week.
All right.
Here we go. Daddy Has a Tail, 1989.
Okay. No, you go one, I go one.
Peace Ticka.
Okay. We'll just go
I
back.
Go one, Paul goes one.
Daddy Has a Tail.
No, stop.
Daddy
you
has...
You go one, and Paul goes one.
Go.
You go one, Paul goes one.
Okay. Your answer...
What was your one?
Your answer to 1989's Daddy Has a Tail.
Independent Worm Saloon.
Cunning Stunts, 1992.
Rembrandt Pussy Horse.
Sexy Pea Story, 1993.
Locust Abortion Technician.
Orphan Tragedy, 1994.
Humpty Dumpty LSD.
1996's Horn, spelt W-H-O-R-N.
Ooh.
Horn.
Horn.
Like it.
Fuck. I already used Electric Larrylands.
Okay. And in 1998, From Cows, Sorry, in Pig Minor.
neighbor Polish, okay. Shut out.
The year that the Minneapolis punk band Cows broke up. Shit, sorry, in big minor.
Wait. Butthole Surfers. Rat Music for Rat People, Volume 2.
Oh, touche! Touche! High five.
I don't even right. think that's Let's a touche. Go.
That's not funny, but it's good.
I think that's a you're gay.
No. The Rat Music was a good comeback, but I think Tony wins.
Oh,
yeah. Cows.
I think the Cows win.
You know, the Cows were an abrasive band from the 90s. I'm sorry, but their shows were insane. But when you buy the albums... They were kind of like Black Flag in the latter years, where it just turned into sludge rock music craziness. Yeah. Cows. Take it or leave it. Anybody got anything else on Spoon?
How about the actual band Spoon? Should we at least give them a little credit?
Does it contain profanity?
Fuck yeah.
Well then.
Let's cue it up. Let's tell us
all about it.
Spoon's got 7 albums, and I think if Webster's Dictionary... had a definition of American rock and roll band, you could put Spoon in there. They're a rock band from Texas, and they happen to be on Merge Records by Superchunk. And it's just a damn good band. Metacritic, if you've heard of Metacritic.com, it's like Rotten Tomatoes.
No.
Metacritic culls all the reviews of every magazine, newspaper, etc. for any album. And Metacritic said they had the highest rated total reviews of the entire 2000s and declared them the best band of the decade.
Yeah, really?
of the aughts.
Spoon. They declared them as the best band of the aughts. Spoon.
Okay.
Say cue it up.
Well,
just go with it. Shut the fuck up and go with
okay.
it.
Okay. A. Never heard of them.
This cough's creeping down my back. Somehow this place tastes just like an attack. 100-yard stare of a kiss. Lord, I know I'll never miss it. They told me start scouting the field. They told me have a look in commercial appeal. I'll start getting that haircut sharp. Sometimes I think that I find the love. Well, it's gonna change my heart. And I find it in commercial appeal. Sorry, could get chased away. I was part-time at the Tasty Frog.
One of Paul's favorite bands, Spoon.
Yay!
Just hold it out for some faith. Sometimes I think that I find love. One that's gonna change my heart. And I find it in commercial appeal. This heartache will get chased away. Sometimes I'm thinking about the love. Oh, well, it's gonna change my heart. I find it in commercial appeal. And then this heartache will get chased away.
Ga-ga-ga-ga-ga. Seriously. From 2007, they were so popular at the time. And shit, this is shit that's on 89.3 and Radio K. It debuted when it released at number 10 on the Billboard charts. And at its debut was instantly number 1, first week of release, on Billboard's independent charts list.
That's a heavy hitter.
Yes.
Where are they from?
Texas.
Damn.
This is like Texas. If South by Southwest announces Spoon's playing, it's the best show of the entire fucking week.
South by Southwest.
Well, it's gonna change my heart. I'll find it in commercial appeal. And then this heart, it could get chased away. Sometimes I think it up by the love. Oh, well, it's gonna change my heart. I'll find it in commercial appeal.
End of the song, right there. Paul! for bringing the real music to the podcast.
That is so
good.
That was a double
high five.
Okay, I need to take a beer break.
Okay.
A pee break?
Wait, no.
Pause, beer break.
Paul's agenda does not allow for a beer break right now.
No. Second pee break. Did you hear that shit when you were peeing about that fucking album? Ga. That's
we got it on
about.
Tape, which is all that matters.
But I want him to know so he fucking processes this shit. It released, and it debuted at number 10 on the Billboard charts, and instantly was number 1 on Billboard's indie charts. It's like, how could fucking people not know about
right.
it?
Right. I was going to say, I don't know.
It's amazing because before you brought up the whole idea of Spoon.
Yeah.
I had no idea that Spoon existed.
Man, it's bizarre.
It is.
It's that fucking bleak. So you've never heard of Spoon?
No, never, ever.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Before tonight, I had really not heard Spoon.
We got to spend some non-podcast time shooting darts and shit, and I'll play some Spoon for you, because this is seriously a band that, if you had to explain to a bunch of Martians what American rock and roll band is, this would be a safe bet to say, listen to them. This is rock and roll.
So... Spoon and Rockford Mules, right?
Fuck
no.
Yeah.
Rockford Mules aren't even on the fucking radar.
American rock and roll?
Come on,
American rock and roll?
What would you call them?
I'm sorry, Rockford Mules, but you don't even fucking register.
What would you call them?
An underappreciated Minneapolis band?
Okay.
Whereas Spoon is on the national radar.
Okay, no, I just meant as an example, because the Martians don't care about Billboard charts.
Oh, right. I will take the Mules over Spoon any day of the week. But for some reason, Spoon has figured out what little buttons to push and chords to play to get themselves to the Billboard top six.
Right.
Whereas the Mules haven't figured out shit, but they play music they love and that we love.
Tony, do you have another Spoon song?
No.
Wait, I thought you had another Spoon song to take us
out. No, man, I got fucking a song that uses a Spoon. I have a song that comes from an album that uses a Spoonism name, and that's it. I got Cunning Stunts, that's it.
Cunning Stunts?
Yeah, from Cows.
Is it a good song?
I already played it. I got nothing. Are we out of music?
No, got something to go out by.
All right. Well, hey, Brett, then tell us about your song.
Okay, so... When I was in D.C. working, I heard this miracle band called Pigeonhead.
Wow, okay.
And
miracle band? What the fuck does that mean?
Yep, it's an unbelievable band, unbelievable song. I Shazammed it. I got it. I thought it was recent. Realized it was released in 97. But these guys are like Prince. They were way ahead of their time. So I'm going to play Pigeonhead song, Battle Flag.
All right, cue it up, and as Brett cues it up, go ahead and play it.
By the way, this is one of the only songs that Neighbor Paul has ever agreed that is good from my collection. Faggot.
That remains to be seen.
All right, here we go.
Brett, fucking A for bringing the A game, all right? High five!
Well, I got with the limited cameos I do on the road, I gotta bring a little something.
And that's legit. I'm gonna look me up some pigeon head.
Score some points, man, after all that shite he's been bringing.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
You've been a string of bad luck.
Fuck off, Boston Paul.
So let's take the podcast out. Let's play this. Let's let this song play to the end.
Sure, man.
In the meantime, hey, listeners, you got anything to say? Email Paul. Puzik to swear by gmail.com. look us up on Facebook. Look us up on Facepage. Fuck. Here we go. Anyways, guys.
That's so stupid. It's good.
Look us up on Facebook and pardon the profanity.
Pardon the profanity. Oh god, that's a screen.
Oh no, I saw it when you took it. I'm like, get it.
This shit's going on Facebook before you guys can even talk me out of it.
It's so sad when I'm sitting